From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
If you look at the benefits to the United States or to Germany of free trade around the world, it is indisputable that it has made our economy stronger. It has made sure that our businesses are the most competitive in the world.
The United States and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. On Monday, Ms. Merkel and Mr. Obama will hold talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration Freedom Party winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote. The exit polls show the party beating five rivals, including nominees of the governing coalition. If projections hold, a runoff election will be held May 23rd. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will not consider sending U.S. ground troops into Syria. The president said there needs to be more than just a military effort to solve Syria's problems. Instead of direct military action, Mr. Obama said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he says are propping up the government of Bashar al-Assad. The North Korean government is calling a submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, but South Korean officials are labeling it a failure, and military analysts are classifying the North Korean missile launch as, in their words, a successful failure. This is VOA News. An electoral commission says 98% of voters in Sudan's Darfur region have voted against reuniting the five separate states. A Darfur election official said Saturday that 3.2 million of Darfur's 3.5 million registered voters cast ballots in the election. Major rebel and opposition groups who believe uniting the region would give the people there more autonomy boycotted the vote and accused the Khartoum government of fudging the results. A Dutch journalist was arrested by Turkish police early Sunday at her home in Turkey after she made a negative statement about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Twitter. Ebru Umar, a well-known columnist for the Dutch Metro newspaper, tweeted that police were at the front door of her home late Saturday night and they were taking her to a police station for questioning. A Dutch foreign ministry spokesman confirmed that Umar had been detained but gave no details. Businessman Donald Trump, trying to lock up the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, says he continues to believe in his anti-immigrant proposals. One of his key campaign aides, Paul Manafort, told party leaders last week that Trump has been playing a part in the campaign and that he is evolving into a more traditional presidential candidate. But the brash Trump assured a rally of cheering supporters in Connecticut Saturday that he has no intention of abandoning his proposal to temporarily keep Muslims out of the United States and to build a wall to block immigrants from streaming into the U.S. from Mexico. Papa Wemba, a musician known around the world as the King of Congolese Rumba, died early Sunday after collapsing on stage in Ivory Coast. He was 66. Papa Wemba had performed three songs at the urban musical festival Anu Mabo in Abidjan before collapsing in front of thousands of fans. Fellow performers rushed to his aid, but he died before reaching the hospital. The cause of death was not immediately known. Thousands of Nepalese marked the one-year anniversary Sunday of a powerful earthquake, grieving the loss of nearly 9,000 people. Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli placed a wreath at the ruins of the Darhara Tower in the heart of the capital, Kathmandu. The tower collapsed in the quake, killing 132 people. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has fired the country's water and electricity minister. The firing follows a public backlash over a price hike on utilities. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.